The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
Thank you all for coming, and it's my pleasure to introduce Professor Julio Cesar Gonzalez-Pajes from the University of Havana in Cuba. And I have the privilege of meeting Julio Cesar a year ago when I went to Cuba to for a workshop that we did on gender and sexuality and a meeting on LGBTI rights. And I first heard him talking at the big, there is a very big international conference that the University of Havana Law School organizes on gender and the law. But it's really huge, actually. It's very prominent, and many people from Latin America and Europe participate in the conference. And so in one of the sessions, I heard Julio Cesar talk about his project on masculinities, which is basically a project on gender, but focused on men, and all the wonderful things that he does with video clips and with students at the University of Havana. I thought it was fascinating. And that was even before I heard about his book on to be dressed as a for passing as a man. It could be maybe the right translation of his book. Then so I invited him to our workshop on LGBTI rights, where he spoke more about what he was doing on masculinities, and then we talked about his book. And thanks to the Center for Latin American and Latino Studies, we were able to invite Julio Cesar to the United States to talk about the wonderful work that he's done. No sé si entendiste.
Sí, sí, sí.
Y dije todas las cosas estupendas, como te conocí.
Gracias.
So, unfortunately, there is the gap, the language gap, that we'll have to, so you'll have to bear with me and my explanation, my translations of Julio Cesar's talk. I hope that I will be as loyal as I can to what he says. And but if at any moment I don't make any sense, just do something, so I will stop and I will try to amend course. I also want to thank Mary Clark, Professor Mary Clark, who has been so nice to agree to comment with all the difficulties
without reading the book,
on a book in a different language. But basically, what I wanted is to bring Mary and Julio Cesar together because I thought it was a great opportunity to really talk about women's legal history and this part of the history that it's so different that we don't get to really hear about real, actual women who endure so much. And so without further ado, Julio Cesar. Entonces yo te voy traduciendo y yo te voy tocando brazos y va muy rápido, ¿okay?
Bueno, primero, darle las gracias a Macarena, porque realmente ella es la principal cómplice por lo cual yo estoy hoy aquí.
So she wants to thank me, he wants to thank me because I'm the accomplice.
Sí. yo conocí, es decir, realmente me entusiasmé mucho cuando conocí a Macarena, porque me había leído mucho de un juicio en Chile que ella había defendido y que tuvo gran impacto en toda América Latina.
So he, when he met me, he knew about the trial, the Karen Atala trial, so, and he knew a lot about it, so he wanted to really talk to me about the trial.
Y esa fue mi principal motivación de acercarme a esta universidad, porque dije, si esa universidad tiene a Macarena, debe interesarle mucho este tipo de temática.
So he wanted to come here because he thought if that university can have Macarena, it's interested in this type of issues.
¿Por qué empiezo por ahí? Porque todavía estos temas hoy en día en casi todas las universidades del mundo todavía no están lo suficientemente legitimados.
I start from here because I think that most universities around the world are still, that these topics are not legitimized enough in most universities.
Y para mí fue la principal motivación de acercarme a esta temática.
So, and to me, this is the first motivation that I approach these topics, these issues.
Una vez revisando unos expedientes en el Archivo Nacional para una investigación sobre la historia del feminismo en Cuba.
So once I was reviewing files about the history of feminism in Cuba.
Vi en un expediente que se estaba jugando una mujer y el juicio se llamaba La acusación por andar vestida de hombre.
So I found this file where there was a trial against this woman and the title of the trial was for dressing as a man.
Cuando vi el expediente, digo, ¿cómo alguien si lo juzgan por vestirse, no? De hombre, ¿no? Así me llamó mucho la atención, pero estaba en femenino por andar vestida de hombre. Así se llamaba el expediente contra ella.
So I was very surprised that someone, how come someone could be tried for dressing as a man, and it was written in feminine. It was for her to be dressing as a man.
Y era un expediente de 1820.
The file was from 1820s.
Y se estaba consumando con este expediente quizás el juicio más severo que se ha hecho en toda Cuba en la época colonial.
This was probably the most serious trial that of all the colonial history of Cuba.
Para mí fue un juicio ejemplar, no contra una mujer, sino contra todas las mujeres que se atrevieran a cometer ese tipo de osadía.
And to me it was an exemplary trial, not to a particular woman, but to all women who would dare to challenge that type of system.
Fue un juicio donde se intentó humillar y liquidar totalmente a esta mujer.
It was a trial to humiliate and end with this woman.
Realmente en la medida que yo me leía el expediente me indignaba, ¿no?
As I read the file and I got infuriated by it.
Y aun cuando ella confesó que era mujer y que estaba vestida de hombre, no obstante eso, hicieron el juicio y la hicieron desnudar detrás de una sábana.
And even though she had already recognized that she was a woman, the trial went on and she was forced to undress under the cover of a sheet.
Y tres de los médicos más importantes del país le revisaron parte por parte de todo su cuerpo.
And three of the most important doctors of the country searched her completely, part by part of her body.
Después de decir, ¿pero qué se juzgaba? Me llamaba la atención porque ¿qué se estaba jugando con Enriqueta Faber? ¿Su sexualidad?
So I was wondering what was really tried in this trial. What was really being judged? Her sexuality, Enriqueta Faber's sexuality.
Yo creo que también se estaba jugando su libertad.
It was also a trial to her liberty, to her freedom.
Era una mujer que se atrevió a ser médico, vestida de hombre.
A woman who dared to practice medicine, dressed as a man.
Es la primera cirujana en toda América Latina que ejerce vestida de hombre.
So it's the first surgeon to practice dressed as a man.
Había combatido con el ejército de Napoleón en Europa.
She was also in the troops of Napoleon in Europe.
Había estado en batallas tan sangrientas como la de Borino y había sobrevivido.
She was in very bloody battles as Borino and she had survived those battles.
Es decir, esta mujer realmente cuando se le empieza a juzgar, se le juzga por la amenaza que significaba su ejemplo para otras mujeres.
So she was really tried for the danger that she was for other women, for the threat that she was for other women.
Cuando yo leía, se me ocurría establecer un paralelo con mujeres tan importantes como Juana la Loca, como varias mujeres que habían en algún momento desafiado el poder masculino en países europeos.
So when I was reading the file, I would make parallels also with other women, European women who had also challenged their systems, like Juana la Loca. I don't know, Johanna's the crazy little the queen. I don't know what's the name. I don't know how to translate Juana la Loca. I'm not really sure how it was translated in the history of Europe. I'm sorry.
Juana la Loca, la reina.
De Escocia?
No.
De España.
De España. No, de España.
Of Spain.
She was called Juana la Loca, but an arranged Joan or something like that. I think I've read like a passing reference to it.
Okay. Arranged. Another woman who had challenged.
Where is the woman born?
Nació en Lausana, Suiza. Lausanne.
She was born in Switzerland, in Lausanne, Switzerland.
Pero fue una mujer totalmente transnacional, una mujer que si bien nació en Suiza, estudió en París en la Universidad de la Sorbona.
But she was actually a transnational woman. So though she was born in Switzerland, she studied in La Sorbonne in Paris.
Con el ejército de Napoleón estuvo en Francia, Alemania, Rusia y terminó presa en un hospital en Miranda de Ebro en España.
So with the Napoleonic army, she was in Germany, France, Russia, and she ended up in jail in Spain.
Después de España, cuando sale, cuando se acaba la guerra napoleónica, se establece en la isla de Guadalupe en el Caribe.
After the war, after Spain, she established herself in the Caribbean island of Guadalupe.
¿Por qué ella se traslada a Cuba?
Why Cuba? Why did she move to Cuba?
Bueno, en Cuba, en la primera mitad del siglo XIX, había una población de más de 100,000 personas que hablaban francés en la zona oriental.
So, first, in the first part of the 19th century, there was a population of more than 100,000 people who spoke French in the eastern part of the island.
Entre las ciudades de Guantánamo, Santiago de Cuba, Baracoa.
Between Guantánamo, Santiago de Cuba, Baracoa.
Casi toda la papelería era en español y francés.
Most of the written communications and written newspapers and everything was in both in Spanish and in French.
Esta no es una mujer que habla español.
This is not a woman who speaks Spanish.
Es decir, es una mujer que viene y hace cirugía en francés.
She comes and she performs surgeries in French.
Es decir, buscar los papeles de ella para la investigación. Para mí fue como una especie de CSI histórico, es decir, como el serial de estos los CSI que van buscando huellas, no documentos.
So for him to search for her historical records was like looking for prints, tracing prints.
Todos los documentos de ella fueron vendidos y tasados como cosas curiosas en diferentes mercados.
Because all her documents and her things were sold or auctioned in different markets as curiosities.
Fue una mujer que fue trasladada de una jaula por La Habana y introducida en un convento de monjas.
So she was showed in a jail, like when you do with the zoos, with the lion.
Cage.
In a cage. She was showed in a cage through Cuba, through Havana.
After the trial.
Después del juicio.
Yeah, she was showed after the trial in a cage through Cuba, through Havana, and then sent to a convent.
Pero en este convento de monjas logra convencer a todas las demás monjas para alzarse contra los custodios.
But in this convent, she convinced all the other nuns to do a riot against the jailers.
Logra que por primera vez el obispo y el capitán general no sabían qué hacer con esta mujer.
So both the bishop and the general captain did not know what to do with this woman.
Y a través de un decreto, y teniendo ella familia en Nueva Orleans, es desterrada para Estados Unidos con la condición de que nunca más vuelva a pisar ningún dominio español.
So through a decree, she is exiled and to New Orleans because she had family relatives in the United States in New Orleans, with the condition that she would never ever set foot in any Spanish territory again.
En Nueva Orleans ella fundó una asociación que se llama Hermanas de la Caridad.
So in New Orleans she founded a society of charity sisters.
Y con esa logró prestar asistencia. En 1836. Ella muere sobre el año 1857.
She dies in 1857.
Pero ¿qué pasó con la historia de ella, con la relación con esta mujer en Guantánamo?
So, but what happened with the relationship of this with another woman in Guantánamo?
Fue una relación de amor entre dos mujeres.
This was a love relationship between two women.
Es decir, las cartas, yo pude recuperar algunas de las cartas cruzadas entre ellas que fueron vendidas a coleccionistas públicos.
So I was able to collect some of the letters that had been sold to collections, to public collectors.
Ya ella, como hermana de la caridad, intenta de nuevo regresar a Cuba y le empieza a enviar cartas a Juana de León, que es el nombre de su amante.
So just when she was already a sister of the charity in New Orleans, she wants to go back to Cuba, and she starts sending letters to Juana de León, who was the name of her lover or her wife.
Pero Juana de León se casa con Miguel Chicoy, que es uno de los abogados que acusa a Enriqueta Fáez.
So Juana de León marries Juan Chicoy, who was the attorney who had been, who had accused Enriqueta Favez.
Este abogado la convence de casarse con él, que era más joven que ella, con Juana de León, y embargarle todos los bienes a la Suiza.
So the lawyer convinces Juana de León to marry him, and they seized all the things, the belongings of the Switzerland, of the Swiss women of Enriqueta Favez.
Ahora, llevando un poco la historia a la contemporaneidad, el nieto de Juana de León y Miguel Chicoy.
So now, talking contemporarily, the grandson of Juana de León and Chicoy, the lawyer,
fue senador del gobierno de Batista en la década de 50 en Cuba.
The senator of Batista government in Cuba.
Con lo cual yo siempre pienso que esta historia trató de invisibilizarle porque nadie quería tener una abuela lesbiana en la Cuba de la década de 50, ni quiero que, creo que ahora tampoco el país.
So he thinks that also these contributed to the invisibilization, to invisibilize, putting invisible the story of Enriqueta Favez, because no one would approve of having a lesbian grandmother at that time, and probably not even now.
Para mí lo más importante de la historia es que tiene muchas variantes de formas de discriminación.
To me, the most important part of this story is that it has several different venues or tracks of discrimination.
Todas apoyadas desde el derecho.
All of them supported by the law.
y sobre todo, me da la medida de cuánto el derecho puede ser diferente si las personas lo miran desde un enfoque de género.
And especially, I understand how different law can be if we look it from a gender perspective.
Porque las leyes como tal, es decir, si no tienen esta perspectiva, se prestan para sutileza, como jugar a alguien por vestirse de hombre.
Because laws without a gender perspective can go under the subtleties of charging someone with this sort of bogus charge of being dressed as a man.
En La Habana, en 1914,
in Havana, in 1914,
la líder anarquista puertorriqueña Luisa Capetillo,
the anarchist leader from Puerto Rico, Luisa Capetillo,
estaba vestida de hombre paseando por el Boulevard de Obispo en La Habana.
Was dressed as a man walking through the Boulevard Obispo in Havana.
Es detenida y expulsada de Cuba también.
She's also jailed and expatriated from Cuba.
Es expulsada de Cuba, es juzgada.
She's tried in Cuba.
En el libro aparecen fotos, ya es, bueno, es en 1914 que hay la foto, aparece Luisa Capetillo vestida de hombre con un sombrero de lo que se llama chipichapa.
So, in the book, he has a picture of Capetillo dressed as a man, because in 1914 we could already get pictures of her with a specific type of hat. That's Luisa Capetillo dressed as a man with that specific title.
Le sacaron hasta una copla popular burlándose de Luisa Capetillo.
There was also even a popular verse that was made popular, making fun of Luisa Capetillo.
Y sobre todo se vuelve a insistir en que andaba vestida de hombre.
But the most important is there is this insistence again that she was dressed as a man.
En La Habana, en el año 2005,
in 2005 in Havana,
a mí se me pidió por parte del Centro Nacional de Educación Sexual una asesoría.
I was asked by the Center for Sexual Education a consultant work.
La policía estaba deteniendo a una serie de hombres por andar vestido de mujer.
Police was jailing several men for being dressed as women.
No había una ley tampoco que lo juzgara.
There was no law, though, that could be tried under.
En ese juicio a este grupo de travestis y transexuales,
in this trial to this group of transvestites and transsexuals,
la acusación era porque se le marcaba mucho en la puntica de las tetas. Era así.
The accusation was because it was the little tiny, but there was too much mark, the nipples were too much marked.
Una de las defensas más raras que he visto que ha hecho un abogado en mi vida, la presencié.
I was witness of the weirdest defense that I've seen on a lawyer.
El hombre miraba al juzgado.
The man was looking at the
al juez, al jurado, al juez.
To the jury, the man was looking at the jury.
Y le decía, el juicio era frente al Capitolio de La Habana.
And the judge, the trial was in front of the Havana Capitol building.
Y le decía, ¿por qué no van a la avenida del puerto?
And he was telling the jury, why don't you go to the avenue, one of the avenues?
Acabo de ver un grupo de estibadores que a todos se les marca la punta de las tetas, ¿no?
Which I just saw a group of fishermen whose nipples were also very marked.
Se les marca mucho más que a estas mujeres que están jugando ustedes.
They are way more prominent than these women that you've been trying.
Es decir, para mí fue una magnífica lección, ¿no?
To me was a great lesson.
De lo sutiles que eran las leyes cuando no estaban bien definidas, qué juzgaban o qué defendían.
De lo subtle, about how subtleties of law can play a role when the laws are not very well established or very well described.
Me acordé mucho de Enriqueta Favés.
I was thinking a lot about Enriqueta Favés.
Me acordé mucho de Luisa Capetillo.
I was also thinking about Luisa Capetillo.
Y de miles de mujeres y hombres que en mi país por esas sutilezas han sido juzgadas.
And of thousands of men and women who, for those subtleties, have been judged.
En una ley que es constantemente ambivalente.
With a law that it's constantly ambivalent.
Que si bien cuando uno dice, habla de los derechos, dice, no, ahí están, los derechos están ahí.
Then when we say that, when we talk about rights, we say, no, but the rights are there.
Pero yo creo que no están ahí cuando, en el mismo juicio, una fiscal dijo, y ustedes son los que vienen a defender los pájaros.
But they are not there when the prosecutor says, but you're the same ones who come and defend the birds.
Sí, no par. Y yo no soy ni abogado, yo soy de formación historiador y antropólogo.
I'm not a lawyer, I'm a historian and an anthropologist.
Pero pedí la palabra.
But I asked for, to talk, to speak.
Y le dije, yo creo que me equivoqué de juicio.
And I told him, I think I'm in the wrong trial here.
Nosotros no venimos representando al zoológico.
We're not representing the zoo here.
Es decir, ustedes están hablando de un juicio a animales, nosotros venimos a defender personas.
You're talking about a trial to animals, we're talking about defending people.
¿Cuánto hemos cambiado para el año 2012?
How much have we changed to 2012?
Yo creo que no lo suficiente como para no seguir jugando con sutileza.
Not enough not to stop trying people, judging people through subtleties of the laws.
Pero todavía hoy Enriqueta Favés no hubiera podido casarse en La Habana.
Today Enriqueta Favés would have not been able to marry in Havana.
Si hubiera tenido que vestir de hombre de nuevo.
She would have had to dress as a man again.
Si hubiera querido casarse con otra mujer.
If she wanted to marry another woman.
Si hubiera tenido que falsear su nombre.
She would have had to falsify her name.
Quizás no la hubieran paseado por La Habana en una jaula.
Maybe she would have not been showed in a cage through Havana.
Pero hoy en día no hay ninguna ley en mi país que permita que las personas del mismo sexo puedan heredar, si entiendes, si hay, es decir, los derechos básicos mínimos para las parejas del mismo sexo.
But today there's no law that would allow for couples of the same sex to inherit to each other.
Este libro fue escrito para de nuevo traer el debate a la escena pública cubana.
So this book was written to bring again the debate to the public debate in Cuba, to the public scenery.
En el 2007 la editorial que lo iba a publicar lo censuró.
In 2007 the press that was going to publish it censored it.
Salió el año pasado.
It came out last year.
Y se argumentó de que el país no estaba preparado para este libro.
And it was argued that the country was not ready for this book.
Yo me aproveché de una conferencia pública el año pasado.
I took advantage of a conference last year.
Donde estaban todos los medios de comunicación.
Where all the media was present.
Y mi presentación me dijeron, ¿tienes un minuto? Habíamos varios autores. Me dijo, Julio, ¿tienes un minuto para hablar del libro?
So the media asked me, Julio, do you have a minute to talk about the book?
Y lo único que dije, me encanta que ya el país esté preparado para hablar de este tema.
So I just said, I'm so happy that the country is already prepared to speak about this topic.
Demuestra que de 2007 al 2012 cambiamos mucho.
From 2007 to 2012 we've changed a lot.
Espero que de aquí al 2015, es decir, personas como Enriqueta Favés no sean juzgadas ni de las leyes ni de la sociedad en Cuba.
And I hope that by from now to 2015, now people like Enriqueta Favés will not be judged, not from the laws, not from the civil society.
El libro se popularizó tanto en Cuba que fue el libro más vendido del año pasado en el país.
The book was so popular in Cuba that it was the most sold book in Cuba last year.
Y yo creo que eso habla de sí solo, más allá del libro, de la importancia que tiene llevar estos debates a la esfera pública.
And I think that it speaks about how important these debates are to bring them to the public.
Y quitarle a los políticos esa facultad que tienen de hablar en nombre del país.
And to withdraw from politicians this right that they have to speak on behalf of the country.
La gente comprando el libro demostró que sí le interesaba y que de cierta forma apoyaba ese derecho.
I think that the people by buying the book were really showing that they were supporting the right of everyone.
Y solo, bueno, para no extenderme más, el debate continúa y si hay algún otro tipo de pregunta, ojalá que el libro pueda ser traducido en inglés porque yo creo que ayudaría que otras personas en otros lugares también tuvieran la posibilidad, porque es un caso no solamente desde Cuba, sino pudiera suceder en cualquier lugar del mundo.
So I don't want to extend myself anymore and I really hope that there is a possibility maybe of translating the book in English because I don't think that this is a Cuban case, it's the case that speaks throughout the world. Well, muchas gracias. I try to be brief because Cubans we have the fame of being very of talking too much. Especially after these speeches of Fidel. All right. So really?
I was sharing with Julio as we began our lunch the irony that my mother-in-law recently published a book called Passing Through Havana, which is about a different type of passing. My mother-in-law was a Holocaust refugee who was excluded from the U.S. and sought refuge in Cuba. So she grew up in Cuba and as a teenager tried to pass as not being Jewish. So the passing was literally passing through Havana on her way to the U.S. as well as passing as non-Jewish. But this book, which I did not have the pleasure of reading, but have read a lot about, raises so many fascinating issues in terms of sexuality, transsexuality, lesbianism, the history of women's opportunities, women's autonomy, and there's so much there. In terms of the issue of sexuality and Enriqueta's relationship with Juana, of course, Juana claims to have been duped, that she was never told that Enriqueta was a woman, that they had never been intimate, and that she had been duped and defrauded. And she, of course, turned state's witness against Enriqueta and was critical to the prosecution. There's plenty of research, and Julio has, of course, uncovered this, that suggests that Juana and Enriqueta had an intimate sexual relationship, that they were homosexual at a time, of course, when it was criminalized in Cuba and was criminalized up through the present. As he says, they're still not legally sanctioned same-sex marriages in Cuba, and it has been the basis for discrimination in employment and otherwise until recently. So issues of sexuality, issues of transsexuality, which is to say, this sense that Enriqueta was a man trapped in a woman's body. Again, not having read the book, I don't know whether Julio addresses this there, but in the research that I uncovered, there was a sense that Enriqueta felt this struggle throughout life, that she was a man trapped in a woman's body, and had begun on a very conventional note, getting married at an early age, 15, because her uncle had compelled her to do so. And having a child who died within the first week of life, again at a very early age, so the trauma of that. So issues again of sexuality, and also of women's autonomy. So women's ability to enter the professions, to obtain higher education, with real parallels, of course, to the United States. If this is the comparative law workshop, just wanted to highlight some of those parallels. Women obviously did not have access to higher education in the same way that men did, albeit they did have greater access to the medical profession in the U.S. than would appear to be the case in Cuba. At the latter part of the 19th century, you had many more women doctors, for example, than women lawyers, to the tune of approximately 10,000 women doctors, 1,000 women lawyers. And why was that? It was because the medical profession was thought to be a profession more suited for women in the caregiving, and the inherent nurturing nature of women well suited them for medicine. So in the U.S. there was a little more flexibility in the medical profession for women than in the law. And indeed, with the idea of law in mind, there is a story of the first woman to obtain her law degree from Yale, obtained it by having applied to the law school with her gender hidden. So Alice Ruffey Jordan applied to Yale as A.R. Jordan, was admitted, and then when she appeared on the first day to enroll in classes, they said, "But you're a woman," and she said, "Yes, of course I am." Oddly,
which year?
This was 1885. Oddly enough, she was allowed to enroll and obtained her JD, but Yale amended its catalog. The law school amended its catalog to say the law degree is available only to men in response to the Jordan episode. I guess I would conclude, because I'd love to hear others' comments, I'd conclude by saying that cross-dressing in the U.S. has been criminalized. Historically, it was criminalized under colonial laws. It was criminalized under early laws of the Republic. And it was contained in the same criminal statutes that addressed miscegenation, so marrying between races, and also incest, which is to say marrying a family member who was too close a blood relation. So cross-dressing and miscegenation and incest were included in these statutes and treated similarly, partially under the law. But there's a lot there, and I'd love to hear your comments and really just welcome the conversation. So thank you for joining us, and thank you for a very rich set of ideas.
My pleasure.
I won't try to talk in Spanish. So it is possible that the two women had a sexual relationship without the other knowing that her partner was a woman. I mean, there is historical evidence of marriages where the woman did not find out till after her husband died that in fact he was a woman, which tells us something about how sex was practiced. For all those years, but even into the 20th century, there's books written about marriages like that. So I'm wondering what you concluded about that relationship from your research.
Bueno, dentro del mismo juicio, se aclaran muchos de la forma de intimar entre ellas.
During the same trial, there is a lot of information about the way that they were intimate.
Enriqueta Faves era cirujana.
Enriqueta was a surgeon.
Y con los guantes hacía como especie de unos penes.
And with gloves, with surgical gloves, she had created some type of penis.
Que lo nominaron en el juicio instrumento ficticio.
That were named in the trial as fictitious instruments.
De hecho, hay un debate en el juicio sobre el instrumento ficticio.
There is actually a debate during the trial about the fictitious instrument.
Ella, en algún momento, cuando se sintió presionada, porque existía cierta duda sobre este suizo, suiza, es decir, no se descubrió totalmente cuando está el escándalo, es decir, desde antes había cierta sutileza sobre Enriqueta Faves.
So when she felt pressured, because there was a lot before the trial, there was a lot of some doubts about this Swiss man, Swiss woman who was in Cuba.
Ella tomaba bastante rum.
She liked a lot to drink rum.
Le gustaba mucho ir a tabernas.
She would like to go to pubs.
Con otros hombres.
With other men.
Y en algún otro momento, por ejemplo, había dejado algún asiento lleno de sangre.
And at some point she had left the seat full of blood.
Ella había dicho que eran hemorroides, es decir, había una serie de elementos que indicaban que algo pasaba con este hombre.
So, and she had justified that she suffered from hemorrhoids, but there were elements before the trial that something was happening with this man.
Yo tengo la sospecha que lo estaban vigilando, la estaban vigilando, ¿no?
I think that she was being under siege, that she was being surveilled.
Y coincido con Mari de que realmente hay muchos atisbos de que puede ser que Enriqueta Faves sea una transexual.
And he coincides with Mary that he thinks that there are research enough to think that Enriqueta may have been transsexual.
Porque ella misma en el juicio siente alude a estar atrapada en el cuerpo de una mujer.
Because she herself in the trial she refers to feel trapped in the body of a woman.
De hecho, cuando en varios momentos llevé el juicio a debate a la Comisión Cubana de Estudios de la Transsexualidad.
In fact, I have taken the trial to different debates in
la Comisión Cubana de Estudios de Transsexualidad.
I've taken the trial to the Cuban Commission of Transsexual Studies.
Debo admitir que en un momento me obstiné.
I have to admit that at some point I got mad.
Porque sentí que esta comisión de nuevo estaba juzgando a Enriqueta Faves.
Because I thought that this commission was again trying, judging Enriqueta Faves.
Y con el mismo rasero de aquella época.
And with the same, quiero que pase, ¿no? Con la misma.
Sí, con el mismo medidor.
With the same measures of this of the original trial.
Y me di cuenta también que las ciencias médicas y las ciencias jurídicas tienden una tendencia siempre a juzgar.
And I realized that medical sciences and legal sciences have a tendency to judge.
Y por no irse de ciertos raseros, ¿no? Por no irse de ciertas medidas.
And for not wanting to leave those measures out to explore other type of measures.
Me dijeron en algún momento, esa mujer no puede ser transexual porque no cumple los requisitos de la contemporaneidad, no para.
And they told me she cannot be a transsexual because she does not fulfill the requirements of a transsexual today.
Y me dijeron que si publicaba eso, probablemente ellos pudieran vetar el libro porque estaba diciendo, hablando de una transsexual en Cuba que ellos no legitimaban.
And they told me that if I published the book saying that she was transsexual, they would veto the book because he was talking about a transsexual.
Por eso ese elemento que en algún momento manejé, lo dejé, yo dije, no, porque me vi de nuevo en un juicio, casi 200 años después, defendiendo a Enriqueta Faves, yo, ¿no?
So I left the element of transsexualism a little bit out because I felt judged. I felt like 200 years later she was being judged and I was sort of defending her again.
Para no quedarme en elementos solo de anécdotas, ¿no? Para no quedar esto como anécdota.
So just not to leave this as a mere anecdote.
Es decir, lo que sí saqué como lección es que no hemos cambiado tanto. en 200 años.
So the lesson that I got is that we really haven't changed much in 200 years.
Es decir, las leyes siguen siendo un poquito más flexibles, ¿no? Un poco más flexibles.
So laws are a bit more flexible than before.
Y se han cambiado muchos nombres nominales.
And we've changed the names of those laws and the how we judge people.
Pero, es decir, este tipo de población, por ejemplo, sigue expuesta a persecuciones, detenciones.
But this population is still exposed to detentions and to trials.
De hecho, para el libro hablé con una mujer cubana de Matanza que vive, un hombre que vive atrapado en un cuerpo de una mujer en Matanzas, en Cuba.
As a matter of fact, for this book, I talked in the city of Matanza with a man who's trapped in the body of a woman.
Como debió ser Enriqueta Favé.
As Enriqueta Favé may have been.
Y después que tuve su testimonio, su autorización, todas las cosas para poderlo publicar.
And then after I talked to him and I got his authorization to talk about him and publish.
Él fue presionado por la Comisión Cubana de Estudios de la Transsexualidad.
He was also pressured by the commission, the Cuban Commission of Studies on Transsexuality.
Para que no dejara publicar su historia.
So I could not publish his story.
Porque él todavía no había sido operado, es decir, todavía no se había reasignado sexualmente, que es como se le llama a la operación.
Because he had not been reassigned surgically yet.
De hecho, anteriormente tenía un término que se llamaba trastorno de la identidad de género.
As a matter of fact, before the name was a I don't know, trastorno? Disorder of the gender identity.
Y la misma directora del Centro de Educación Sexual en Brasil fue interpelada.
And the director of the transsexual education in Brazil was challenged.
Que es la hija del presidente Fidel Castro, Mariela Castro.
Oh, the director of the studies of sexuality in Cuba was challenged in Brazil, and she's the daughter of the current president Raúl Castro.
Donde dos de estas mujeres le decían, si ustedes nos etiquetean como trastorno de la identidad de género, para la sociedad nosotros somos trastornadas.
So, these women told her basically to Mariela Castro, so if society calls us as derailed, we are disordered.
Having a disorder.
Yes, as having a disorder, then for Cuban society we are women with a disorder. We are disordered.
Aunque es una palabra, son etiquetas que quedan sobre la comunidad LGTB.
So though it's a word, these are brands that are imprinted in the LGBT community.
Que la inmensa mayoría vienen desde las leyes.
That the majority comes from regulations, from legal statutes.
Hubo leyes de la época del 50 y 60 que hablaban de sexo invertido.
From 1960s, where there were regulations that talked about inverted sex.
Muchas mujeres en Cuba son llamadas, mujeres lesbianas son llamadas como invertidas.
So many women, lesbian women in Cuba are called inverted.
Transsexuales, es decir,
transsexual.
Diagnosticadas por la Comisión de Transsexualidad son llamadas trastornadas.
So the Commission on Transsexuality calls them disordered.
Entonces yo creo que es decir que todas estas cosas que juzgan, que ponen etiquetas, cuando le damos una lectura de género, le damos la posibilidad de quitarle las etiquetas. No sé cómo nominarla, pero yo creo que para eso está la ciencia, para buscar resultados más humanos, más parecidos a lo que queremos desde las leyes.
So when we use a gender perspective, we can really take away those brands, those names, and for that's the science. We need to they have to find out other ways to treat with more humanity these situations.
En el libro hay una carta que de las que vendieron.
In the book there is a letter that was sold.
Donde Enriqueta Favela le dice a Juana de León, tú sabes que nos amamos, tú sabes que tú siempre supiste quién yo era.
Where Enriqueta tells Juana de León, you know that we loved each other. you know that you knew who I was.
Fue por justamente esas cartas fueron vendidas después.
So these letters were presented for that reason they were sold afterwards.
Fueron presentadas durante el juicio, pero después fueron sacadas del expediente.
Where they were included in the trial, in the file, but then they were taken out of the file.
Fueron vendidos los instrumentos ficticios.
The fictitious instruments were also sold.
De hecho, ella tenía muchos.
She, as a matter of fact, she had made several.
But who bought them? I mean, who bought these things? ¿Quién compró los instrumentos ficticios?
Personas de que iban, había como una feria después de los juicios donde se vendían las cosas que le eran confiscadas a los reos.
So it was people who auctioned them after each trial, the things that were confiscated from any person who was sentenced, then people would just
sell. So obviously
stuff.
Other people were interested.
So
otra gente también estaba interesada.
Interesada en los instrumentos. No, y de hecho.
Instrumentos ficticios.
Hay una parte del debate que dice que en su casa entraron un grupo de negritos esclavos, es decir, de niños negros esclavos.
So, as a matter of fact, in a part of the
la casa de Enriqueta.
Pero en el trial, ¿cómo supiste en el juicio?
En el juicio, sí.
So in the trial it says even in a part that there at some point that there was a group of children, black children, slaves. Children slaves broke into Enriqueta's house.
Y se roban 6 instrumentos ficticios.
And they stole 6 of those fictitious instruments.
Y tocan y se los dejan en casa del sacerdote de varias gentes de la ciudad.
And they just rang the bell or knock on the door and they would leave it on the front of the priest's door.
Estamos hablando de un pueblo en Cuba en la zona oriental.
So we're talking about a small town in the eastern part of Cuba.
Se llama Tiguabo es el lugar.
Tiguabo is the name of the place.
Yo me imagino que eso en cualquier ciudad sería un escándalo, pero no me imagino en Tiguabo, que era un lugar pequeño.
I mean, I can imagine that this would be in any place a scandal, but I can't imagine in Tiguabo, this small place, how scandalous this was, might have been.
Es decir, que realmente todo el proceso que antecedió al juicio tiene muchos elementos que salen dentro del juicio, pero debe haber existido todo un proceso de debate sobre la sexualidad de ambas durante mucho tiempo.
So I imagine that before the trial, there has been a whole process of a lot of debate about the sexuality of these two women.
Por eso creo que el juicio más que todo fue ejemplarizante, como para decir, dejamos hasta un punto, pero ya, esto tiene que ir de nuevo al orden que está establecido y nada, esto puede suceder de nuevo.
So that's why I think that the trial was more of an exemplary, because so they would say, well, we can leave the things as they are until a certain point, but after that point, we need to normalize everything. Everything has to come back to the as things should be.
Ella fue llamada criatura infeliz.
She was called an unhappy creature.
Infeliz is not unhappy, como feliz, como de...
No feliz.
Sí, pero será como no feliz o tiene otro...
No feliz, ¿verdad? Yeah. Infeliz, no feliz.
Miserable creature.
Y después casi toda la prensa de la época juzgó que las mujeres no debían por eso estudiar medicina.
So the press at that time, after the trial, concluded that was one of the reasons why women shouldn't study medicine.
Y decían que la medicina le hacía tener muchas curiosidades insanas.
So because medicine would let women have a lot of unhealthy curiosities.
Y que las mujeres que practicaban medicina se parecían más al mono de Litter y de Darwin.
So that women who practiced medicine would look more like the Litter's monkey or Darwin.
Es decir, así apareció en la prensa cubana de finales del siglo XIX.
That was how it was referred the Cuban press at the end of the century.
Y hablando sobre la educación, la primera abogada que se graduó en Cuba en el siglo XIX fue una puertorriqueña.
So, and talking about education, the first attorney who graduated in Cuba was a Puerto Rican.
Y es la autora del soneto que dice que Cuba y Puerto Rico son de un pájaro las dos alas.
She's the author of the poetry that says that Cuba and Puerto Rico are the wings of the same bird.
De hecho, son dos hermanas puertorriqueñas.
It's actually it was two sisters, Puerto Rican sisters.
Que aprovecharon que otra mujer cubana Para que las mujeres accedieran a la universidad había que tener 5 votos.
Because, and so they took advantage of it because para poder ejercer como mujer.
Para poder estudiar en la universidad. Las mujeres no podían estudiar en la universidad.
Women could not study in the university. For someone to study the university, she had to get 5 votes.
La iniciadora del feminismo en Cuba, del feminismo social.
So the founder of social feminism in Cuba.
Conformó la comisión.
She conformed this commission.
Y muy casualmente habían 5 mujeres en la comisión.
And oddly enough, there were 5 women in the commission.
Y la comisión aprobó por 5 votos contra 4, eran 9.
So this was a 9 people commission, and the commission approved 5 against 4.
Yo estoy casi seguro que tuvieron que ser las 5 mujeres que votaron.
So I'm pretty sure that it was the 5 women secreto, who voted, because it was a secret vote.
Que logró que las mujeres pudieran estudiar en la universidad en Cuba desde la década del 80 del siglo XIX.
So that allowed for women to study at the university in the 1880s.
Y se graduaron muchas mujeres médicas, pero también abogadas.
And many women graduated as doctors, but also as attorneys.
Así casi fue.
It was
para
almost in parallel.
To follow up on this last theme, what kind of support, defense was there for her during this period before the trial and during the trial and after the trial? Were there groups? Were there individuals? How did that resistance come out?
Sí, hubo apoyo también para Enriqueta.
There was some support to Enriqueta.
Pero sobre todo, es decir, empezaron como a disimular su historia con Juana de León.
But especially it was tried to dissimulate, to cover the story of Enriqueta and Juana.
Sí, porque ¿quién era Juana de León?
Because who was Juana de León?
Juana de León era una mujer muy pobre, mulata.
Juana de León was a very poor woman, racial mixed, mulata.
Bastarda.
A bastard.
Hija de un español con una mulata oriental.
Son of the daughter of a Spanish man and a mulata from the eastern part of Cuba.
No reconocida por el padre.
The father did not recognize her as a legitimate child.
Ellas se conocen durante un tratamiento que le hace Enriqueta Fabio, un reconocimiento que le hace a Juana de León.
So they met in a medical treatment that Enriqueta was doing to Juana.
Se suponía que tenía cólera.
It was, she thought that she suffered from this sickness.
Que estaba muriendo Juana de León.
She was, that Juana de León was dying of cholera.
Todo parece indicar que lo que tenía, se estaba muriendo, era de hambre.
Apparently, it was really she was dying of hunger.
Porque inmediatamente que empezó a comer, se recuperó.
The moment that she started eating again, she
lo que indica el nivel de pobreza en la que vivía ella y su familia.
That tells you the level of poverty that she was living in.
Creo que por eso también fue más vulnerable a la manipulación Juana de León.
So that she also, that's why he thinks also that Juana was more vulnerable to any manipulation.
Por el abogado Chicoy.
By the attorney, the Chicoy, the lawyer who tried Enriqueta Faves.
El sector que defendía a Enriqueta Faves.
The groups that were defending Enriqueta Faves.
Incluyó al embajador de México en Cuba.
Included the Mexican ambassador in Cuba.
Quien después escribe una novela sobre ella que se llama Faves. Juan Clemente Vázquez se llama el hombre.
Who afterwards wrote a novel about Enriqueta Faves. His name is Juan Clemente Vázquez.
Este hombre llega a decir de que Faves en realidad era una benefactora.
This man says actually that Faves was a benefactor.
Que en realmente no había hecho nada por sexualidad, sino solo por ayudar a esta pobre muchacha que se estaba muriendo de hambre, Juana de León.
That he really, Enriqueta Faves had really done nothing on because of sexuality, for sexual reasons, but just to help this poor woman who was dying of hunger.
Que argumentando que Faves en el juicio había admitido todo eso bajo presión.
And saying that Faves had admitted all these charges of her and sexuality under pressure.
Pero fue solo un sector muy pequeño el que defendió a Faber, es decir, este escritor y otra persona más desde la defensa, pero no como abogado, sino desde testigo como en el público.
So, but it was very small group of people who really defended Favez. It was actually this man and another person who participated as a witness in the trial.
El juicio fue casi durante un año.
The trial lasted like a year.
Hubo muchos testigos.
Many witnesses.
Entre los testigos que utilizaron había muchos hasta delincuentes que testificaron, si testificaban en contra, le eran rebajadas condenas.
Among the witnesses against Enriqueta Favez, there were also other criminals who had been offered lower sentences if they would testify against Enriqueta.
Y fue un juicio que pasó por varias jurisdicciones, es decir, pasó por Baracoa, por Santiago, Cuba, por Puerto Príncipe, por La Habana, así no fue juzgado en un solo sitio.
And it was a trial that was moved in different jurisdictions within Cuba. It was not only in one city.
Él intenta suicidarse en Puerto Príncipe.
Enriqueta attempted suicide in Puerto Príncipe.
Con un reloj que guardaba, con el cristal se intentó cortar las venas.
With a watch that she was hiding, with a glass, she tried to cut her veins.
Es decir, fue enclaustrada todavía, de hecho, en la iglesia, en la catedral de Camagüey, donde ella estuvo, la torre donde estuvo ella presa todavía está cerrada.
The tower, she was jailed in the tower of the cathedral, and the tower is still closed.
Sí, está aquí. Porque se vio como un maleficio, esta mujer se vio como una persona poseída.
So this woman was seen as possessed.
Se escribió mucho sobre el mal ejemplo de esta mujer para el resto de la sociedad.
So a lot was written about the bad example that this woman was given to the society.
La tendencia fue a no defenderla más, ¿entiendes? Las personas a no defenderlas más.
So the position was not to defend her.
Y sobre todo, ya con el tiempo, se publicó el juicio completo. El juicio, de hecho, está publicado en un periódico que se llama La Administración.
And as a matter of fact, the complete trial was published in a newspaper called La Administración.
Pero sobre todo, como una curiosidad histórica, ya pasada una época, pasada 20 o 30 años, se vio como algo, como una cosa curiosa.
But especially it was 20 or 30 years after, it was seen as a curiosity.
Y se escribió mucho sobre ella, pero casi todo lo que se escribía era tratando de no admitir que hubo una relación entre ellas dos, sino que fue más bien como un convenio entre ambas.
So a lot was written afterwards, but it was always trying to hide, to create this idea that there was nothing, no sexual relationship between the women, but that there was some sort of an agreement between them.
Esto hasta este libro, hay un libro de un escritor cubano que se llama Antonio Benítez Rojo.
Until this book, there was another book written by another Cuban writer, Antonio Benítez Rojo,
ya fallecido,
who passed away,
que fue profesor en Amherst College en Boston,
who was a professor at Amherst College.
Él escribió un libro que se llama Mujer en Traje de Batalla.
He wrote a book called Woman in Battle Dress,
publicada por la editorial española de Alfaguara,
published by the Spanish press Alfaguara.
En ese libro, Benítez Rojo también admite desde la literatura que no hubo relación entre ellas, que fue juzgada sin existir esa relación.
In that book, Benítez Rojo also says that she was tried without really having any intimate relationship between the two women.
Yo conocí a Antonio Benítez Rojo en Amherst.
I met Antonio Benítez Rojo en Amherst.
Y viajamos juntos de Boston a Nueva York en el año 1995.
And we traveled together from Boston to New York in 1995.
Y ambos en esa época estábamos haciendo un libro, dos libros diferentes sobre una misma figura.
And both of us were writing at the time two different books about the same person.
Entonces eso denota que Enriqueta Favera era una mujer muy importante para la historia de Cuba.
So that really tells you that this woman was important for Cuban history.
Cuando logra que dos personas de un mismo lugar y hombres
you see two people and two men from the same place
estuvieran tantos años, es decir, buscando la historia de esta mujer, ¿no?
Were for so many years looking for, searching for the story of this woman.
So I have a question. So we know from your research that there were laws against women who dared dress like men, right? But were there also laws? I mean,
there have been homosexual relationships from the beginning of history, but were there also laws for women who were having a relationship, like a lesbian relationship? Was that also punished by law? Or was there a possibility to leave such a relationship more or less public without it being punished by law? Because these women, like Luisa Capetillo and Enriqueta, were very defiant, right? I mean, by taking the public sphere and dressing as men, they were openly sort of encroaching into the male-dominated sphere. They were openly, you know, doing so by taking this the garments of a man. But was there a possibility to do this at least in the sort of more private sphere, in the intimate life of these people?
Sí, muy buena la pregunta.
Question.
Realmente las leyes estaban destinadas a las relaciones sexuales, es decir, para igual entre hombres.
So really the statutes against homosexuality were created for sexual relations between men.
El caso de Favez estalla por todas estas cuestiones, ¿entiendes? Que estamos hablando, ¿no?
So the case of Favez comes out of public, as a public because of what we're talking here.
Porque no solo este tipo de relación, sino relaciones públicas pornográficas.
Because not only that, even pornography.
En Cuba eran ensayadas de finales del siglo XIX.
So they were really statutes of the end of the 19th century.
En 1906, en un teatro que había en Marianao, en el Teatro Nogueira.
In 1906, in a theater in a city in Cuba.
Se hacía sexo entre mujeres, sexo lésbico.
Lesbian sex was showed.
Porque los hombres no querían verle los testículos y el rabo a otros hombres, no querían, ¿entiende? Querían ver sexo en vivo, pero sin hombre.
Because men really didn't want to see testicles or any male parts. They wanted to see live sex, but not men.
Estalla porque hay un escándalo público tan grande que la prensa y las denuncias de los vecinos de Marianao.
So in that city there is a scandal because of the neighbors started to complain.
Porque había un tren que iba desde el centro de La Habana a Marianao solamente a ver estos actos públicos sexuales.
Because there was a train that would come from Havana directly to the city with full of men only to see these public acts.
Imagínate un tren lleno de hombres.
Imagine a train full of men.
Que iba solamente a estos de una parte de la ciudad a la otra.
Who come from one part of the city to another.
¿Cómo iban de ese lugar, es decir, primero a verlo y cómo salían después que lo veían?
Imagine they came to see this and imagine how they would come out after they saw it.
El sexo que iban a ver era sexo entre mujeres.
So they were only to see sex between women.
Pues muchas de las veces tiraban desde el escenario cosas cuando salía algún hombre.
And when a man would come to the stage, the public would throw things at him.
El único hombre que era admitido en ese momento en el escenario era un gallego español que se llamaba Manolo Tolete o Manolete.
There was only one man allowed in the stage.
Gallego tenía que
ir. Gallego.
A Spanish man called Manolo.
Eso te denota, de cierta forma, lo que pasaba en el escenario, donde iban cientos de hombres habaneros, era un acto entre mujeres lesbianas.
And that shows that this was happening and hundreds of men would go and see an act of lesbian women.
Si de hecho, es decir, las leyes no lo admitían, por lo menos en la socialización de los hombres, ya empieza a haber una relación entre la sexualidad y la pornografía.
So maybe the statutes would not allow it, but there was a socialization between the laws and the pornography.
Y la pornografía no ha cambiado tanto en la actualidad.
And pornography has not changed much.
Mucho de la pornografía heterosexual tiene como campo visor a las mujeres lesbianas, ¿no?
And many of the heterosexual pornography has as a screen lesbian women.
Y es uno de los temas que estamos trabajando ahora, ¿no?
That's one of the topics that we work a lot now.
La visión misógena de la pornografía.
The misogynistic vision of pornography.
Que invisibiliza el sexo entre mujeres, lo ve como algo, como un juego, como
that sees sex between women as a game.
Eso es histórico, es decir, pasó en Cuba en el siglo XIX.
That's historically that this happened in 19th century.
La forma en que eran juzgados, por ejemplo, travestis y transexuales, relacionaban la histeria con el hecho de que fueran femeninos.
So the way that transsexuals were judged, for example, tried in historically, it was by relating hysteria with the fact that they looked feminine.
Me imagino que ustedes estudian aquí todo lo relacionado con el útero histérico.
So I assume that here you also study all that is related to the hysterical uterus.
En Cuba era lo del útero histérico se convirtió en uno de los principales argumentos para juzgar a las mujeres.
So in Cuba the hysterical uterus was one of the main arguments to judge women.
A partir de los estudios de la Academia de Ciencias de Cuba.
With the starting point of the Science Academy of Cuba.
Legitimado siempre la ciencia, legitimando la falta de derechos.
So science legitimizing the lack of rights.
Uno de los quizás de las personas que más legitimó las desigualdades sociales se llama Luis Montané.
So maybe one of the people, the persons who legitimized the most the inequalities was
Luis Montané.
Luis Montané.
Así se llama el Museo de Antropología de nuestra universidad.
And that's the name of the Anthropological Museum of our university.
Es el padre de la antropología en Cuba.
He's the father of anthropology in Cuba.
Es el padre también de la homofobia en Cuba.
And the father of homophobia in Cuba.
Es decir, él hizo un estudio de travestis y transexuales.
He did a study on transvestites and transsexuals.
Y toda la descripción, habla del afeminamiento, lo perjudicial de para los hombres ser femenino.
In all his descriptions he talks about how bad it is for men to be feminine.
Y critica la sociedad cubana porque la ve como una sociedad almibarada. Como a sushita,
sirena.
So criticizes the Cuban society for being too syrupy.
Y en su discurso dice, ¿cómo no vamos a tener hombres homosexuales siendo una sociedad tan dulce?
So how in his discourses he criticizes how we're not going to have gays if we are so sweet, so syrupy.
Todos los estudios realmente descalifican cualquier cualidad masculina en las mujeres.
And studies disqualify any masculine characteristic in women.
Eso se reafirmó en la propia Habana en 1926 con la visita de Gregorio Marañón.
And that was reinforced in 1926 with the visit of Gregorio Marañón.
Gregorio Marañón es un gran médico español. Tiene una estatua en el Parque del Buen Retiro de Madrid.
Great Spanish doctor with a huge statue in Madrid in the Parque del Retiro.
El principal hospital de Madrid se llama Gregorio Marañón también.
That's one of the main hospitals in Madrid has his name as well.
Este señor es creador de la teoría de la invisibilidad en las mujeres.
He creates the theory of invisibility in women.
Dice que las mujeres tienen una parte del cerebro más pequeña que eso las hace imbéciles.
Women have a part of their brain that is smaller that makes them imbeciles.
En La Habana en 1925 fue recibida por un grupo de más de 20 y pico de autoras de libros.
In Havana in 1925 he was received by a group of more than 20 plus
autoras de libros que le lanzaron a Gregorio Marañón sus libros por la cabeza.
Head,
y le dijeron, nosotros somos imbéciles, pero escribimos nuestro libro.
They throw their own books to him, saying, we might be imbeciles, but we wrote these books.
And fue la única presentación que pudo hacer en La Habana Gregorio Marañón.
That was the only presentation he was able to do in
Havana. Para esa época el feminismo en Cuba era fuerte y en donde quiera que había una presentación de él era boicoteada por los grupos feministas.
So by then feminism was very strong in Cuba, so any presentation was boycotted.
So I have a question. I thought with the Senesex, the study and the general opinions on sexuality in Cuba had changed a lot with the Senesex in particular. In particular, I read recently that actually sex changes like surgery are free. That you can have a complete change of your anatomy if you're a transgender person in free as the medicine is in Cuba.
But I mean, is this something that is false, or is it that you are able to get the surgery, but as if it was that you need to be changed because there's something pathological about you? I wonder. Because it seems from what you're saying that opinions and the official discourse haven't changed much, and there's the same degree of homophobia and the same degree of opposition to transgender and transvestism and all of that. But you're still able to medically change yourself as if it was some disease that you need to be cured of. Or I wonder how you can maintain these two kind of opinions. You know what I mean?
Sí, realmente el CNC ha transformado mucho de las políticas oficiales sobre la transfobia y la homofobia.
Mm-hmm. So really the Center for Sexual Education has changed a lot the official policies on sexuality.
Pero desde la población se mira con sutileza, con mucha sutileza, lo que es muy difícil de pensar que las mismas personas que generaron la homofobia, mm-hmm. es decir, sus hijos la van a cambiar.
So, but from the population in general looks with skepticism this change because it's difficult to see how the same people who generated homophobia, their sons and daughters would be able to change.
El hecho que el centro sea presidida por una mujer, que sea la hija del presidente, es decir, que en determinado momento aprobó todas las leyes homofóbicas, trae muchas dudas, sobre todo la población que fue reprimida por estas leyes.
So the fact that the center is led by the daughter of the president, who himself or the same family had passed all these homophobic laws, brings a lot of skepticism to the population.
De hecho, algunas veces las personas lo ven como desde afuera, así, diciendo cómo una mujer que no es lesbiana, como Mariela, puede defender toda una comunidad en un solo centro que recuerda la idea de un solo partido, un solo centro. Es decir, queda un poco independiente de que realmente ha sido el motor impulsor de muchos cambios, eso no se puede negar. Para la población, sobre todo LGTB, no es un lugar legitimado del todo.
So people see it, they sometimes also think, well, how a woman who's not a lesbian and in one particular one centralized center, just as one centralized party, would bring all this change. It's clear that they, regardless of that, they have really done a lot and that they have made a lot of changes. There is this idea that this skepticism.
De hecho, una de las cosas que le he cuestionado al CNC es la falta de liderazgo de la propia comunidad LGTB, que está totalmente invisible en los medios de comunicación.
So one thing that is criticized, it's the lack of leadership of the LGBT community within the Center for Sexual Education.
Para mí, como ciudadano, una de las cosas más indignas es el no haber pedido una disculpa pública sobre, es decir, tantos años de discriminación.
To me, as a citizen, one of the things that infuriates me is the lack of a public apology for so many years of discrimination.
Hay miles de personas que fueron prácticamente sacadas de Cuba cuando el Mariel... Cuando Mariel en los en la década del 80.
So thousands of people were really taken away from Cuba.
Y los UMAC.
No, pero los UMAC todavía es más lejano, pero el Mariel fueron más de 125,000 homosexuales y lesbianas las que se fueron del país.
So more than 125,000 people were taken away out of the country.
En algunos casos sugeridos por el mismo gobierno.
In some cases suggested by the government.
De hecho, la estadística no se sabe porque uno de los argumentos que tú podías utilizar para irte del país es decir que eras gay.
It's not, the statistics are not clear also because one of the arguments to get out of the country was to say that you were gay.
Sobre todo eso, es decir, se ha tirado como un manto de silencio.
So there is a veil of silence on this topic.
Y yo creo que los países que no revisan y debaten su historia no van sanos al nuevo debate.
And I think that countries who do not review and analyze their history do not start their future in a healthy way.
Yo creo que a Cuba le está faltando la sanidad de haber reconocido, es decir, la tragedia que ha significado cientos de años, es decir, exacerbado por la revolución, pero bueno, viene desde toda esta época, desde Montané.
So he thinks that Cuba lacks that sanity that comes with recognizing this discrimination that was exacerbated by the revolution, but it comes before, way before the revolution.
Y liderazgo de la sociedad civil, realmente desde grupos que no existen, grupos de homosexuales y lesbianas que defiendan desde la militancia sus derechos.
And the lack of leadership of the civil society with LGBT community defending from the activism the rights.
Porque al final el Centro Nacional de Educación Sexual, como lo dicen, un centro de educación, es un centro estatal y tiene un vínculo y un financiamiento directo por parte del gobierno.
Because at the end, the Center for Sexual Education, it's a state-financed institution.
Pero como soy optimista,
but I'm an optimist.
Mejor que nada, ¿no?
Hay un dicho en español que dice, del lobo un pelo, ¿no?
Del lobo
un pelo. Que el lobo es grandísimo. Si tienes un pelo, si tienes un pelito, ya tienes una parte del lobo.
Ah, okay. So there is a Spanish saying that says, from a wolf, at least a hair. So even if you have a hair, you're starting with something.
Hoy en Cuba, en esos temas del lobo, tenemos ese pelo.
So at least from the wolf, we have one hair.
Y creo que...
Pero entonces, ¿es cierto que se puede hacer una operación para cambiarse de sexo gratuitamente?
So it's clear that if you can have a change of surgery,
sí, pero tienes que pasar por el Centro Nacional de Educación Sexual.
Okay, yeah, but you need to go through the sexual,
la burocracia.
Te tienen que diagnosticar.
They need to be diagnosed.
Te tienen que estudiar.
Es una cosa como médica, es como a medical disorder.
Exactamente, yeah. Educar.
Right.
Además, ¿entiendes? Entras en un listado.
So you also enter into a list.
Le voy a hacer una anécdota. Yo estoy trabajando para una película.
Lo que pasa es que es la 1:30.
Y ya.
Entonces, si alguien se tiene... So I'm just saying that it's 1:30. So if anyone needs to go, I understand. Is that the protocol, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so let me go with the protocol first. That it's 1:30, so if anybody needs to go... You're free to go. We can keep talking for a little bit more if you, those who want to stay for a small chat. But at 1:30 we need to go. Entonces, a la 1:30 tenemos que terminar, pero formalmente. Si alguien se quiere quedar después de eso, podemos seguir conversando por un ratito más. Pero tengo que levantar la sesión.